Rav was asked how many apples are needed to be used for an Erev. He asked back, are you allowed to use apples for an Erev? Marias, the Mishnah says that all foods combine for purposes of an Erev and to become large enough to give off Tumah as food. From the fact that the Mishnah states that these two groupings together, it teaches that they're similar, and therefore just as apples can give off food Tumah, it must be that they could also combine for Erev purposes as well. This seems to slug up Rav's question that you can't use apples for an Erev. Attack of how many apples are needed to make an Erev? So Rav Nachman said, a kav. Marias, we find that Shiguvli, in the name of Rav, says in regard to a brice that even five peaches are enough for an Erev. But it says peaches are more significant food than apples and therefore require less for an Erev. Rav Yosef said he was the one who told Rav Nachman about Shiguvli this statement of Rav in regard to a Mishnah. The reason it would seem to make more sense that Rav said in regard to that Mishnah is because if it was said on the Mishnah, Rav would be saying that one needs a half lug of wine for an Erev. And we find that Rav says that elsewhere as well. Rav Yosef thought to say that different foods could combine to reach the two-meal requirement of an Erev only when there's a full meal of each food. Rav said, even if each individual food is only a fraction of the full Erev, that's good enough. Whereas Rav was quoted above as requiring two reviyasin of wine for an Erev. But we find that Rav Shimon Alazar says in a braisa that one only needs enough wine to dip bread into, enough vinegar to dip meat into, enough olives and onions as is needed for two meals, so you see that you don't need that much wine. The Gemara says the braisa is discussing cooked wine, which is used for dipping, not for drinking. The braisa said that vinegar you need enough to use to dip. Rav Gittel, in the name of Rav, says enough to dip two full meals of vegetables, where vegetables are in the entire meal. Others say enough to dip two meals worth of vegetables when other things are also being served besides the vegetables. The braisa said you need enough olives and onions for two meals. We find that Rav Meir did not allow the use of onions for an Erev. Mara says using the onion leaves are problematic because they're inedible. Using the onion bulb itself is allowed. We find that Shmuel says eating onion leaves are dangerous. If the leaves have grown more than a zeres, it's not a problem. Our Papa says it's not dangerous as long as one drinks beer after eating them. Brisa says one should not eat onions because they're poisonous. Rav Chanina once ate a half an onion and got very sick. The Rabbanan davened for him and he recovered. Rav Zeir in the name of Shmuel said one may not use beer for an Erev and three lugan of beer pasul mikveh. Kahana asked, why would we think that three lugan don't pasul mikveh, just like any other colored water which pasul mikveh? The Mara answers, because this is not cold water, it's cold beer, so we would think it would be different. How much beer is needed for an Erev? Rav Acha, the son of Rav Yosef, thought to say that we need four times the amount of wine that is needed for an Erev, because we find that in regard to carrying on Shabbos, the minimum amount to be chayiv is four times for beer when compared to the minimum amount of wine. The Gemara says this is not so. With regard to carrying, it's all about significance. With regard to Erev, it's about having enough for two meals, and one only needs two cups of beer for that purpose. How many dates are needed for an Erev? Rav Yosef said a kav. He says, we learned this from figs, which need a kav to be used as an Erev. Brisa tells us that if one ate figs of truma accidentally and pays the claim with an equal weight of dates, that's praiseworthy. Presumably, that's because dates are more significant. Therefore, if a kav of figs is enough, a kav of dates is surely enough as well. Abaye says that Brisa is not a valid proof because it could be discussing where he gives an equal value of dates instead of figs, and the reason, meaning the value, not the amount. And the reason it's considered praiseworthy is because dates are more easily sold, giving the kohen an easier time to sell it if he chooses to sell them. Murray asks, how much sisa, which is made from flour of toasted grain mixed with honey, how much is needed for an Erev if you use that? Rav Acha bar Pincha says, 2 spoonfuls. How much kisani, which is roasted grain, is needed for an Erev? Rabbi says, 2 buni, a measurement of pumpadisa. Abaye said his mother told him that kisani is good for the heart and to alleviate worries. She also said that one who has weakness of the heart should take meat from the right thigh of a ram roasted over coals of animal dung from Nisan, or if he doesn't have that, he should have coals of willow twigs, eat the meat, and then drink diluted wine. Rabbi Yehuda Neiman Shmuel said anything normally eaten with bread only needs the amount that is normally eaten in two meals with bread. Anything eaten alone needs enough for two meals of that item eaten alone. Raw meat needs enough for two meals alone. Roasted meat, Rabbi says you need enough to eat together with bread, and Reza says enough to eat alone, as we see that the Persians eat it without bread. Abaye asked, the Persians can't set the standard for the rest of the world. This remains a kasha. Rechia bar Ashi, in the name of Rav, says one may make an Erev with raw meat. Rav Simon bar Chia says one may use raw eggs. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok said that Rav Yosef said the Erev will need to be made of 2 raw eggs.